Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 146, recorded on August 23rd, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And you're here.
You are here.
Welcome, everybody, to another Shaft episode.
An episode. Is it like an epic explode?
It is. It's got a...
It's so powerful.
Yeah. A lot of animals. They're all excited about today's show. And they should be, because today we have Zul'jin on the show with us.
Yay!
Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey.
What's up? What's happening?
From way down in Louisiana.
Thank y'all so much for the invite, guys.
It's our pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. And we met you at PlayOnCon just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a few months?
Yeah, it has been.
It's been a month.
It's been a month and a week.
Yeah.
Time flies when you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yes. And that was in Birmingham. I guess that wasn't too far for you to drive, huh?
7, 8, 9, 10 hours, something like that.
Oh, yeah? Mm. I guess that is a long drive.
Yeah. It sucked after about 5.
Oh, yeah?
But... it was worth it. I got to meet you guys, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what you been up to since then?
Playing Minecraft.
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 Tons of it, man.
So how did you get into Minecraft? What is your story?
Oh, it's a morbid one, I'm afraid.
Uh-oh. Those are the best kind.
To watch the OPs from the Nintendo games and stuff like that and speedruns. And I just kind of started watching Minecraft. I discovered it from a well-known source, I believe, called X.
Yep.
And CoStar and another guy. I don't want to mention his name, but I found out he got arrested for some pretty terrible things. So he's not really an idol that I'd like to speak of. But
is that Captain Sparkle?
Sony finally put him in jail.
Yeah. He might have touched a kid. I don't
know.
It was bad. Anyway, here I am. I've been playing ever since.
Awesome. Very cool. And that was back in the alpha days or beta days?
Yeah, late alpha. And mostly early beta when I started playing and stuff. The game had mobs when I was really starting to get into it, so I guess it was good.
Oh, yeah.
And as a listener to the show that maybe have not seen your videos on your channel yet, what can they expect if they go over there?
Interesting stories. I like to think build pretty good. I usually put soundtracks behind my videos. I do FTB. I do vanilla. I do a lot of editing stuff. Like, I love playing with green screen and doing tutorials and stuff like that and showing people how to edit Minecraft videos. And just all in all, having fun.
Are you also a voice actor? You have an awesome voice.
Oh, thanks, man. I do things when I'm requested, but typically, no. I don't know. I get requests every once in a while, and I do things for people when they request it. But outside of that, I do just mostly talking.
Nice.
Talky.
And some Cajun cooking too, right?
Definitely.
You cook?
I love to cook. Yep. I did Minecraft sauce piquant, and I actually brought that to play on Con. I'm sorry you guys didn't get a chance to indulge in that. But I believe Good and Just Vaughn and... the other guy that came with us and stayed in the hotel, Kirk Hendrick, and maybe a couple of the guys got a taste of it. I think Seth Bling ate some too.
Nice. Well, if Good liked it, I know it was good because he's a big foodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked it a lot. They said it was really spicy, but Good ate 3 plates, so
nice.
I guess it was pretty good.
Yeah, he could have shared. That would have been nice.
Yeah. We kept it all hidden in the room.
Oh, no.
How do you say that again? Sauce piquant?
Sauce piquant.
That's cool.
It's kind of spelled like sauce picante, but it's Cajun instead of Mexican. It's basically like a red gravy with meat over rice.
Oh,
it's enough, hungry. Enough,
I know.
Enough pepper in it to burn your colon out.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did a recording to record for the sub special that I did, and I shook the red pepper with my left hand while I was holding the camera in my right hand, and I'm not left handed, so yeah.
a little more power. Yeah.
Right.
Take that, sauce.
So, and there's a lot of Minecraft minigames out there these days. What's your favorite?
So far, to watch and play, I think Quakecraft is the new hotness for me. I used to play a lot of Quake back in the day, kind of like a Doom first-person shooter thing, and it's fast-paced action, a lot of Gibbs, and a lot of just killing, and it's cool, man. It's fast-paced, and I like it. I saw Villager Defense. I haven't got a chance to play that yet, but that looked pretty fun, too.
Yeah, lots of Gibbs. Giblets. Yum.
And, of course, I know you said you like to build. What's your building that you're most proud of?
I would probably have to say my current build right now on my FTP server. I am doing like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon type theme.
Nice.
It's really lush and green and a lot of white, and I'm trying to do FTB aesthetically, which is very, very difficult because it's all machines. But it's coming out pretty good. Like, it's supposed to be a tranquil place. There's a lot of bushes in our mod pack and berries and trees of different leaves. And so I'm trying to make it real pretty.
Well, you can do some cool stuff with FTB that you can't do with vanilla. I mean, a lot of those wires and things can be used for decoration. You can take the colored cables.
Yeah, the pipes and stuff.
Yeah, and lay them out and things like that. There's stuff you can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm most excited about being able to collect all these different types of resources because they have tons of blocks to use from, and you can use them very aesthetically. So it makes for a good building platform, even though some people just want the technical stuff, like how do you get a billion cobblestone? You know, I don't need a billion cobblestone. I'm still more the practical builder, but quarries definitely help.
Do you like to use those Zycraft blocks a lot?
I used to, and my last build on the last server was all glow blocks. I made a build called Zion, and I built like a floating platform in the sky using all white glow blocks.
I love those.
I do like all those things.
Yeah.
Very cool. I don't know if you ever do any adventures. Do you like Minecraft adventures maps?
I do like some adventure maps. I had a little experience with one called the Pumpkin Castle, I believe it was called. And my buddy Rubystone and I, that plays on the server, we actually did the map, and we didn't enjoy it a whole lot. It got rave reviews, and I think it was very well put together, but I just don't know if it's my speed. CTMs are pretty fun. I did Ruins of the Mindcracker 1. That was pretty cool. Good with my buddy Brian MCN, Lorgon111, and my buddy Justvon that came to play on Con that you guys met. Oh. And that was pretty fun. You die a lot in those, but it's hard to be graceful with like hundreds of creepers around. But
yeah, cheat codes, I think. Is
yeah.
Well, speaking of buds, we've got some good buddies that sponsor the show today, and I think it's a good time to mention them. And if you ever want to sponsor a show, you can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. We actually just instituted a new thing on there where you can actually do reoccurring. We've had some people that didn't want to do messages, and we keep getting messages, empty messages from them. So we thought, hey, we'll let you just do a reoccurring payment if you want instead. So there's some options there, and eventually you may get perks on the Shaftlands with the sponsorships. So just go to deadworkers.com/sponsor if you want to be involved and read more about it. And this week, we have a couple of individual sponsors. The first one is from Daily Dose. Who sponsored last week, and I thought it was with another message, so I read a message from him. He didn't have a message. And he doesn't want a message. I sent him emails, and he's like, I don't need a message. Y'all just do a great job, and I just want to support y'all.
So thanks, Daily
Dose.
We
appreciate that incredibly. And next we have Dial Osmond, who says,
my name is Wes Wilson, and I love Cheddar Face more than chocolate-covered double rainbows.
That's a message from Dial Osmond.
Nice message. Is it true?
I don't know. I don't think his name is Wes Wilson. I know mine is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some server sponsors this week. The first one here is from Silent Sam. who did a sponsorship for a server, but just had to say ghetto toasters word.
All right.
So I'm not ghetto sure what that is.
Word.
Silent Sam 5.
Go get you a ghetto toaster.
And it's Dill Osmond. I should have said that right, and I didn't.
Dill Osmond. What did you say? Dial?
Yeah,
dial
for some reason. Dial. He said dial first.
Dial 5. I just copied five. Him.
Dial. Hmm.
And the next one here is from Musical Bananas. They're an 18-slot survival server with a dedicated staff always working to improve the server. They have a PvP arena, in-game economy, and soon-to-come builder rank. So head on over to 198.24.170.146 with the port number 35109. And we'll put these in the show notes so you can read them.
Yeah, and that's Musical Banana. Musical. I don't think there's more than one. There's just only one of them.
Well, they are the Musical Bananas.
Speaking of musicals and bananas.
Our journeys. Let's throw this on over to Zuljin. This is in our journeys, we just talk about what we've been doing this past week. Is there what have you been up to?
Just working on FTB. I'm actually setting up some hydrogen power and trying to get some machines online. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit in my single player. Well, it used to be single player vanilla. It's actually a multiplayer vanilla now that I kind of converted in the world. And it is a pretty much a storage facility. The build is relatively new. It's in the woods. And I'm trying to stay kind of pioneerish, like not getting crazy with gathering resources and really just kind of gathering as I need, you know, breeding a few animals and just trying to keep it aesthetic, keep it beautiful.
Yeah, keep it real.
Right, right.
How about you, Eric? What you been up to?
Let's see, this week. Was it this week that we played the Lost Potato, or was that?
It was after the last episode.
Oh, no, yeah, we did. It was. It we was played this week, the Lost Potato. So that was really cool. It was really short, and we apparently okay. So the whole series is up on our YouTube channel right now, and it's only a 4-parter because it was about 70 minutes or so of playtime. But it was chapter 1. There's a chapter 2 already out. He already put the map out, so we're gonna play that one next. But apparently, we missed something really big. There was a big storyline. All of the lore behind this Lost Potato, which we had no clue what was going on with this Lost Potato. It was in a book or something on the main island in a villager's hut, and we missed it. So all the people in the comments were like, dude, you totally missed it, because the whole adventure were like, well, some Lost Potato. I don't know what the deal is with this potato, but it's lost, apparently.
So if we had found that book, it would have told us all about the Lost Potato?
Yeah, I think so.
Would it have made sense of the replica of the Lost Potato?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we did find that. That was weird.
I'm going to blame me for this one, because instead of going through that village, I went around the edge and fell off and had to swim around.
Yeah, we went under. We went down. We went under the water.
Oh, that's right. And I was too busy riding a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry.
And I was too busy looking for secrets. Like, I didn't look for things in the main buildings. I was like, there's got to be something over here under the water. Let's go under the water. There's buildings underwater. Let's swim in them and look in them.
But the blinking sign that was pointing to the chest with the book in it with everything, we failed to see that.
Yeah, we missed unseen. That. But I'll tell you what. In editing, through the magic of editing, we can read that story for chapter 2 to begin it. You know, to begin the series, right? And say, this is what you missed. This is the story so far.
Yeah.
And it'll be new to us because we've never read this little book.
Or maybe we can just be confused.
Or we can just be confused.
Like normal.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing new there. And also just still working on this animated short and some other videos and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, we did play some Ghostbusters.
That's
with,
right.
With Bebop Vox, Bitburner, and Lydia. And then we played some... Oh, man, we played a bunch of stuff on Hypixel.
Yeah, we did the walls.
Yeah, walls, and then something magic something or other.
Magic spleef? I don't know.
Oh, we did the running, the TNT run.
Yeah.
Wizard TNT.
We did TNT
TNT
run.
Wizard? Did we do that one? Oh, yeah, that
wizard
was that
run.
Weird one where you were at staffs and
different
wizards.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the Vampire Z, the new beta?
No.
That he just put out?
No.
No.
I just saw it on the server the other day. I don't have beta access yet, but It the name is intriguing.
It is intriguing.
Yeah.
Vampire Z.
Oh. I want to see how you cross your arms in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no elbows.
What do you call it? When you...
Well,
when
you can you can
vampire,
do the
when you cross your arms.
Oh, like a obfuscate.
There you go.
Yeah, for the LARPers out there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of LARPers out there. We get a lot of LARPers.
Yeah, totally, totally.
We're known as the LARPer podcast of Minecraft.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of work on the Shaftlands this week, thanks to big help. RP Gamer helped us test the 1.6 update, so we went ahead and updated the Shaftlands today. To 1.6, so we now have horses on the Shaftlands, and Necrothene was the first one to find a horse on the server.
Now, I wonder, did he have to go out to find it? Did he have to go to new spawned land?
I'm not positive. They were having a heck of a time, because they're only in certain biomes, right?
Yeah.
So, it's already, you know, trying to find those biomes first. So, I don't know if... I don't think so, because he said he found a bunch close to his home.
Okay. That's
so
good.
I think it was okay. I made one and just got on it and put diamond armor on. It seemed, much easier than running around finding stuff.
Boo.
But our server, for the most part, it is a survival server, so I'm the only goober who like actually spawned stuff for myself.
Yeah, I haven't spawned anything on that server.
That's a good thing, because it's survival.
We don't do that because that's people. Cheating.
Yeah. But, I mean, we do spawn stuff for our skits and stuff. So
right.
Just don't tear down our buildings or we'll send the mods after you. Shaftlands, there's like, this is about 20 people on this afternoon during lunch when I was upgrading it. So that was nice to see all them. And I stayed on and they, you know, would put me in a dirt tower or a cobblestone tower every time I went AFK.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Always going to
happen.
Keeping
me safe from the zombies.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So nice. So nice that they do that for you.
It is. So what you been up to, Wes?
Nothing much. We did all the mini games this week, and that's been pretty much it. And I had a good week. Did a great core elements. Other than that, just been, you know, doing my stuff.
Yep.
Doing gaming.
Stuff doer. Yep.
Trying to get level 30 in Smite. You should listen to Dead Workers Party on Smite.
That's right.
That's true.
In 7 days.
That'll be coming out.
7 days sometime. To die.
Well, yeah, I did a video for the 7 days. I went on our play channel.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what that is, go there and watch it.
It's good stuff.
So cool. How about we hit that news button?
Let's do that.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
All right.
Sounds good.
In the news.
So,
you know, I have a quick news item just to throw in at the very beginning. But first, let's talk about Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty to get yourself a free trial. And it's under us. This does awesome things for the show. This is like, I mean, it's good stuff. And this is, you know, Netflix. If you haven't heard of Netflix, you're crazy. You can watch TV shows, movies, all kinds of good stuff. And, that's all I really have to say about that.
That's all I really have to say.
Netflix is good stuff.
I'm still watching Orange is the New Black. It's awesome.
Oh, I still need to try that out. Yeah, I haven't tried that out.
Good show.
So there was a little piece of news that's not here in the doc, but I remember this. So Captain Sparkles has a new server. And it's called ArmadaCraft. If you go to armadacraft.com, the IP is there. Actually, it's just play.armadacraft.com. You can go there right now. It's open. And he says it's in beta right now. It's 1.6.2, and there may be bugs. If so, report them in the forums. And so, yay, new place to play. Captain Sparkles.
Sweet.
Woot. Very cool.
Very
sparkly.
Cool.
Very sparkly.
So we also had some huge news from Sony at Gamescom. We had a lot of news coming out of Gamescom this week. On Tuesday, Sony was holding a press event at Gamescom in Germany when suddenly Minecraft on PS3, PS4, and Vita. And he'll be doing the port to the Sony platforms. Why those canny Scots over at 4J Studios, you know, the ones who sold 8 million copies of the Xbox 360 edition.
Those Scots are so canny.
The only other thing that's known is that the Minecraft will be a launch title for the PS4, which comes out November 15th for North America and November 29th for the poor saps over in Europe.
So there's no surprise that the PS4 is getting Minecraft, but it caught me off guard. I was watching the live stream, and then they announced it, and I'm thinking, well, of course. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, get it on all the new platforms and all this stuff, and so that's cool. Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be on a different dev cycle and be different, like the mobile edition or what. Right. I don't know. Or just like the PC. That would be like the best, I think.
Well, right. I think they're probably going to port the Microsoft version. I mean, the Xbox version.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it seems the logical thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the one being written in C.
That's true. And it's already meant for, like, thumbs.
Yeah.
To play.
Right, the controls already set.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's logic. That's the one they'll be taking over, probably. My big question is, you know, are they going to keep it on the same schedule? Are they going to keep the Xbox and the PS4 version coming out with identical releases?
Right.
Hey, Zildjian, do you ever play Minecraft on any other platform besides PC?
I tried it on Pocket Edition, and my daughter has it on Xbox, so I've kind of looked at it. But it's not even close to the same experience, I find. And I believe they sell things like skin packs and things like that. So, I don't know. The model on PC just seems so much more customizable.
Yeah,
I agree.
I hope they connect the PS4 version with the PC version. As far as you can play on the same servers together. Oh, that'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
That's not going to happen.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it might not happen, though.
No, that's...
Well, but what is happening is Minecraft isn't the only game being diversified onto new platforms. Mojang also announced that Cobalt will be coming to Xbox 360 and Xbox One. The port is being taken on by Fat Shark AB, a Swedish dev team who created titles such as Bionic Commando Rearm 2 and Crater.
That's cool. Nice.
Hmm. Okay. Stuff. Scrolls, the week of decay. Coming up this week, on Monday, August 26th, a fourth faction is going to be coming up to the Scrolls lineup. A new, whole new faction. Decay. And to celebrate, next week has been declared the week
of
decay.
Yeah.
From 7 a.m. Central on Monday, Scrolgers, is that a real phrase? Do they call them Scrolgers?
I like that.
Will be able to buy pre-constructed decay decks and obtain decay scrolls from the store. And anyone who signs up next week will get the decay deck for free, in addition to a starting deck from any of the other three factions. Existing players will get a free avatar set if they buy a decay pre-con deck. More details about this whole thing are over on the Scrolls website, and there will be links to that in the show notes.
Scrolls.
So, people who are already signed up, they won't get this free. Do they get other decks free?
I'm assuming so.
To kind of make it even?
Yeah. You'd think so, but I don't know.
I have not followed.
I'm just wondering. I need to get back in and play. I haven't played since Alpha, and I hear it's changed quite a bit, and I'd really like to see what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Become a Scrolger.
Scrolger.
It sounds like something you brew, like Scrolger's brand coffee.
It does.
It keeps you awake all night long.
Yeah.
We've replaced this Scrolger's Scrolls deck with a magic card.
No! Okay, so the Victoria, the Victoria and Albert Museum in Southeast London has been holding Friday late events on the last Friday of each month. And this time around, it's the turn of Minecraft. The World of Minecraft will feature an impressive range of activities, from exploring the Minecraft representation of the museum through an installation showing what Minecraft items would look like in real-world dimensions, to having your own skin 3D printed. Jeb will be there being interviewed by V&A senior curator Kieran Long about the art and craft of the game and what it's like to be the lead developer. The event is being held on the 30th from 6:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. UK time, which that's what, GMT plus one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. GMT zero. Awesome.
Anyway, admission is free, and the more details can be found at the V&A's website. And I believe this is what Lydia was talking about on the show last week about the secret projects.
True.
So even though she didn't actually announce it first on the shaft, she mentioned it first, kind of, sort of, in an offhand way.
Yeah.
So Notch is shifting his focus to smaller games. On Monday, he took time out to write a pretty big post about how the success of Minecraft has created much greater public expectation than he feels he deserves. Overall, Notch said he wants to shift his focus for the time being to smaller games that can fail and allow for greater tinkering and experimentation. Most of all, he says, I really, really don't want to turn into another under-delivering visionary game designer. The gaming world has enough of those.
Ouch.
Wow. Ouch.
Bang.
He needs to just kind of like pull a, what's his name? What's that? Stephen King and just write games under
under a pseudonym. Secret, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Like create a blog and like the whole development process by some indie company.
That's a good idea.
And just do it. And no one knows that way, right?
Yeah.
I think someone would find out, though, and sell them out.
It'd be like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
Maybe that would be the name. Under the curtain.
Under the curtain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Another
not.
Big thing happening this week, our good friends over there at Hat Films joins Yogscast.
Woo!
Good so stuff.
At the I-49 Minecraft UK Expo event, it was announced that Hat Films would be joining the ranks of the Yogscast. At the time, it wasn't certain if the news was definitely for real, for realsies, but Chris, Ross, and Alex have confirmed via Twitter that it's to be a reality. So a big congrats from us and all our listeners.
Those guys are great. Cool. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Yogscast is great. We love them, and that's a perfect fit.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Almost as awesome as this.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you think, Notch?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like he only knows one word.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
I like that.
What?
That yeah.
You like that?
It was audible. It was in my ears. It was speaking of audible.
I get it.
You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get you a free book, a free month. They actually had a deal this month that I read off dealnews.com, some our good friends here locally. They gave away $5 to anybody who was a member, so you could go immediately and use it just like real cash. And so I actually bought one of the books I was waiting for. It ended up being $5 because of the discount of being a member and the free $5. So it was really happy to get that for free. So
that's cool.
They have awesome deals over there. So head on over. And of course, it does help us out each and every time someone subscribes.
So don't read, listen.
Or do both. God, don't be a snob.
Yeah. Like, take your books, burn them all.
No!
And then get an Audible subscription.
No!
I like to do...
Okay, don't burn them.
...is to get a book that's been made into a movie, like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then I like to put the movie on, but turn off the audio and listen to the audio book while I'm reading it at the same time. And there's just, that's full immersion into the story. So I get Netflix to watch the movie and then Audible to listen to it.
That's dedication.
Don't y'all do that? No?
Every night.
It's like a Harry Potter trifecta.
Yeah.
I told you I am a wizard. Okay, so another wizard in our family of listeners is Narwhal1998, who wanted to say, just thought I'd let you guys know what a great server you run. I've never met such a nice group of people before.
Wow. So
they're talking about the Shaftlands, and we've got some awesome mods there who take care of everybody, and our senior admin, RP Gamer, who keeps it running and up and stuff. So
senior
thank you
admin.
To everybody there.
Yeah, thank you, mods.
That's a great compliment.
Nice, very nice.
It is.
Now like, we just need to get on there more.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to.
Yeah.
Like, I spent hours on there today.
Oh, yeah?
I was working, but in the background, I had it going just in case boss is listening. I was really working hard. And anyway, so...
Edit that out, Eric.
Does someone want to read this next one? I seem to have my foot lodged in my
mouth. Sure, this is from Quad9363. I would like it if you had Vex on the show sometime. He is a creator of the Super Hostile Map series and recent member of the Minecraft server. They got Vex on?
I didn't even know that.
Congratulations, Vex.
Yeah, that's cool.
His Minecraft thumbnails are glorious.
Wow. That's really cool.
And he probably killed more people than creepers.
That's true.
He's killed a lot of people.
And we would love to have him on the show. We are not interested in playing any of his maps.
That's not true.
We don't want to be humiliated and degraded as players. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I think we need to play the map and have him on.
Okay. That's true. Yeah.
Maybe
that's true.
Have him on the map with us.
That's cool. Maybe we could have him as like our spiritual advisor. You aren't going to step in that, are you?
Did you step in that? Also, here from Alex W., we got a little email that goes something like this.
Hit it.
Hey, guys. I love your show and the music videos Eric makes. I was watching Minecraft End, and I was wondering, could you please release sheet music for your music videos? Even if we have to buy it, I would love to be able to play you guys' songs myself and do my own arrangements. Thanks for listening, and keep up the great work.
So first of all, I would never sell that. I would just give it to you. And then secondly, so when I write music, it's all MIDI based, and there's no way of me to, like, I don't read music. I play by ear, and so to transcribe this into a notation would be weird. I'd have to find a program that does that. Anyway, short story long. Someone else has already done this, and we'll link to it. It's a YouTube video. Someone has transcribed the music, the piano parts, to sheet music. And if you want to hear that right now, just do a search for Minecraft's End sheet music on YouTube, and it'll probably be the first one that pops up. His channel is Professor Simpleton. But we'll put that in the show notes, and there it is. So I was kind of waiting for someone else to do that, which is why I never really got around to it. The same thing for In Search of Diamonds. I never actually did that, but somebody was like, hey, here's all the chords for your song. And I was like, oh, thanks. So I put it in the description. So feel free to further transcribe it if you feel like he didn't do a good enough job. I mean, you can do better. That's great. Send it to me. You can tweet to us at the Shap Podcast. And also, feel free to cover the song, you know, put it on YouTube. I mean, don't take our song and put it on YouTube, but yourself playing it. I think that'd be great. Send us a video response, and we'll get you hooked up. Cool.
Cooked up. Also, we got an email. This is kind of a side for the Hardcore Challenge project. The people in it were basically offered that, you know, if they did videos, they could definitely basically ask to have it linked to the video. You know how, like, you can do a video under a video thing? What's that called?
Response
video.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a limit, though. Like, you can only have, like, two at a time. Is that true?
No.
Only two shows on the view page, and you have to say, show me more. Yeah. Responses.
Because I accepted all three and only two were showing.
Yeah. You have to click.
I mean, when you click the all one, I see only two.
Oh, there. Really?
Yeah. So anyway, we had someone asking why their video wasn't there, and it's all Wes's fault.
Mine. It's my fault. I take full responsibility.
So we will lash him later. Just resubmit it. And we'll re-add it, and hopefully that'll fix it.
Yeah.
If that doesn't for some reason, just give us the link, and we'll put it in the description. Maybe even throw up an annotation, whatever we can do to get a link to you, and we're sorry we missed it.
Yeah.
We also got a question submitted for the guest. We have a new field, I guess you'd call it, on our submission form for questions for the guest. So if you ever have a question for the guest, be sure to go to our submission form, which you can find at deadworkers.com, and leave it there. So this one is for you, Zul'jin. This is from Game Vigilante.
Okay.
And they want to know, what mob in Minecraft do you think could be the scariest monster of a legit horror movie, and why?
Dun dun dun!
A cow.
A cow.
No, not really. Not really.
He's kind of scary. Scary cow.
Baby zombies.
Baby zombies. That'd
baby
be
zombies.
I like that.
Designed by nature to be cute, but very evil and dangerous.
I think I can agree with this. Y'all watch Walking Dead?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not to spoil anything, but I'm about to. There's a scene where they go into, they're looking for like kids' milk, and they go into like a preschool. Mm-hmm. And I was just waiting for the baby zombie to pop up here or there.
Yeah.
I won't tell you if it did. But it scared the crap out of me just thinking about it. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's like, I've always been scared. Everything that's always scared me the most has been things that are meant to be cute that are actually dangerous, like dolls that are possessed, you know, yeah. things like that. That's just, that's some weird stuff. Like, you can't hit it. It's a kid, but it's trying to eat you. So you have no choice.
Best baby zombie of all time is from Dead Alive, an old Peter Jackson zombie film. From way back before he was famous.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Best baby zombie ever, along with the best use of a lawnmower in a zombie movie.
speaking of those baby dolls, my wife hates like those baby dolls that they try to make look realistic, you know?
Oh, and those are evil.
Yeah, and we've got a daughter who, she likes the dolls. Like, she wanted to have dolls, and it took forever for, like, my wife to, like, be able to get one. Like, you'd go shopping, she'd be like, no, that looks too real.
Some of those things are just eerie, man. Look, Thomas the Train, it's satanic. There's no question about it. The creators of Thomas the Train worship the devil. It's just...
I think that's true.
Well, you know, there was that one scene in that one episode of Thomas where this train, like, wasn't doing what he was supposed to. So they bricked him up in a cave.
Yeah.
They bricked a living, eternal entity up into a cave where it could not get out for eternity. Think about that. Yeah. It's a devil program right there.
Schrodinger's train?
Something horrible.
Schrodinger. That even sounds like a demon. I am Schrodigan.
Hey, Goode's in the chat room. Hey, it's a Goode chat room.
What up, Gerd?
So I don't know where I was going with that, but and then my dad bought my daughter the scariest, creepiest, because he thought it was funny that she hated the dolls, and so now we just use it to scare each other. Like, we'll hide it in each other's bed now, and you'll lift up the sheets, and like you just hear someone scream. It's great.
Oh, it is.
Great stuff. So dolls.
Dolls.
Yeah. Dolls.
Awesome. All right.
Speaking of dolls.
Speaking of dolls.
X. Excavation station.
Yeah.
So our first thing from Excavation Station comes from Breadloaf64, who wants block enchantments. Says there should be enchantments for blocks, such as fire resistance, toughness, enderman proof, etc. And blocks could be enchanted in the same way as weapons or armor.
Huh.
I like it.
I just want the endless arrows on my door. So every time I open it, it shoots an arrow.
Oh, yeah?
No.
How about an enchanted dispenser?
See, I don't know. Like,
so if you
need enchantments, or do you just make blocks that have the physical properties of what that enchantment would be?
Well, if you put infinity on a dispenser, then one would assume that you just put one arrow in there and you have.
Okay.
Or anything.
I might be able to get in line with
that. Yeah. Fire aspect.
Yeah, the fire charge or whatever. But
then you could just put a diamond in your dispenser.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a little OP, right? And then it just spits it out all day. Yeah, that's kind of lame.
Or baby zombies in there.
Baby zombies. Well, maybe they don't need the same enchantments as everything else gets. Maybe you have something that changes the physics of solid stone to make it like sand or something.
Well, but I guess what I'm saying is I would almost rather just have a different block. So if you want fire resistance, maybe you would go get... I don't know, a special block from the Nether. Like, they need more reasons for certain blocks, I think. So why just make it easier and just throw an enchantment on it? How about we just make that block somehow available in a recipe?
Yeah. I'd rather have that.
Put it in a crafting grid, add another block to it, make like a hybrid block.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I mean, but think about it, okay? I wouldn't mind you being able to put a stack of wooden blocks into an enchanting table. Right? Mm-hmm. And as a level 15 enchant, which is pretty good, you can take that stack of wooden blocks and make them fireproof. Is that game-breaking?
That wouldn't be bad.
I don't think it'd be game-breaking.
Or a chemical or another block of substance that can add that quality to that.
I mean, I don't even think you need to do that. I think it just sets a flag on it. It's just an enchanted block. I don't have any problem with that. I think it's a good idea for certain things. I mean, anything that would, you know, like break the game is one thing, but I mean, you know, like creeper proof, that might be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, explosion proof. Right. But fireproof's not bad. Enderman proof's not bad. Because all that is just inconvenience. No. It's just right. inconvenient stuff, and it's griefer stuff.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Notch, can we get your input on this one?
Worst idea ever.
Whoa.
I see how this wow. goes.
Yeah, I don't know if he likes this idea too much.
So, I wonder what he thinks about this idea submitted by Rue. Goes on to say, don't we all find it annoying when you are clearing an area with TNT, then you're left with stupid amounts of combo you have to smelt? Why not have an enchantment for TNT so when you are mining with it, you get smooth stone, grass blocks, and ore blocks?
Isn't that Silk Touch?
Yeah, but we're talking about, would you Silk
Touch?
I mean,
TNT.
Yeah, with TNT.
Silk Touch TNT.
Silky TNT?
Yeah.
I think that is ludicrous. Huh. Like, it's all about it. I think the block should be destroyed, personally. I don't think you should leave any blocks.
I don't know. I kind of like the rubble at the bottom. It's kind of, yeah. I think it's kind of cool.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Maybe change it into gravel or rubble.
Yeah.
Rubble. And that'd be an interesting, because, like, honestly, I never really used TNT except for to blow up sets.
Yeah.
End of adventure map. So why not now there's yeah. an actual use for it. If you use it to blow up stuff, it creates something that now you can use in something else. And that's the only way you can get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Very weird.
You're very weird.
Thanks.
What do you think about Octoplex? Do you think Octoplex is weird?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Whoa, he doesn't even know what the idea is.
Well,
he's already excited.
The idea is redstone under slabs. So placing redstone under upside down half slabs would be another huge step in redstone technology, allowing significantly more compact circuitry.
Huh.
Essentially, redstone gets placed under an upside down half slab, and more redstone can be placed atop that half slab, allowing redstone to be hidden far more easily and making many inventions more efficient than ever before.
I kind of like this. Yeah. I like that, actually. I mean, it doesn't seem to break anything. It makes everything more cosmetically pleasing. And I mean, I guess you would have to dig down and look up to kind of trace your wires and everything. It might make it a little more difficult to build, but you don't have to build your stuff like this.
No.
It's just an option.
Yeah,
just
no, I option. Like it.
Kinda do you cool. like redstone stuff, Zildjian?
I like the practical stuff in redstone. I do. Not these crazy inventions. I like seeing it, but I don't understand it well enough to be able to create effectively with it. I like piston doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I feel
like floodgates.
I like pissed on doors when I drink too much.
I have done that.
I predict red words in the Google Doc.
No, that's not a bad word. We can say pissed all we want. That's anyway. So someone wanna take this next one?
Sure. The next one is exploding cakes.
Woo.
That's really all I got to say. Spice and Wolf, it would look almost exactly like a normal cake, except instead of sugar, you would use gunpowder to craft it. It would have the same properties as TNT, except when a player would try to eat it, it would explode. I know this sounds kind of weird, but I think it would be great for pranking people.
So it looks like a normal cake.
It's got to have something different, though, right?
Like one pixel off.
Chest
like
a little different.
Doesn't that kind of pick on fat kids, though?
Fat Minecraft kids. It is. Maybe it's a chocolate cake. Would that be, dude? I guess you'd know. Right?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It just seems, I mean, really, why do you want to ruin cake? Why do you want to make cake unpleasant? Yeah. That's just mean. You're a mean person, Spice and Wolf. You're ruining cake.
That is cruel.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe
it could be a cow instead.
An exploding cow?
An exploding cow?
Fetch a lavash.
That might make everything a little better.
And you come over and stab it, and it never moves. It just stands there.
Hey, Notch. Exploding cow?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Whoa.
Yeah. Done. Next.
No wonder
that'll
Notch
be in the
is
next
moving step. On to smaller games, because he's losing it on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one was submitted by Diamondo.
Diamondo!
Diamondo!
The great Diamondo, who says they it wants diamond golems. They are the same as iron golems, except they are blue and can hit harder. Diamond blocks would replace iron blocks in the usual golem crafting recipe.
I don't see why you'd need that.
So blue golems.
I don't. I actually kind of like the idea of there being better golems.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool, especially because I mean you could sort of make them into like boss monsters in an adventure game if you could have them angry at players.
That's true.
But yeah, I don't have any problem with different kinds of golems.
Yeah,
maybe you make them anti golems where they go kill villagers.
Oh,
maybe like a golem king. So you have one golem king in a village,
does
and it makes
rule them
all the other golems stronger only when he exists.
Yeah, it's like a golem network. Yeah.
He gives all your golems plus one, plus one.
That's right. I was thinking of like a goblin king in Magic, you know?
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could make, and this is the chat room is saying this too, you could have gold golems, you know? Maybe they do a lot of damage, but they're easy to kill. You know, you could have regular iron golems.
Obsidian golems. And right. Wood golems. Yeah.
Wood golems.
Fire golems.
Termites.
Lava golems.
Wood golems.
Ice golems.
You can figure out how to build forms with them and break the game too, though. They would drop the type of element that they were made of, you know, unless they were only craftable.
Oh, yeah. How about a TNT golem?
What about a wolf golem? Give them another purpose for the game.
It would be kind of like Voltron.
Yeah!
Made of smaller wolves.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But they have to have the right collar to have the right color collar.
Right collar.
Something. Speaking of right collar.
Right collar.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Intense indeed.
So this show, just like every single one we do, is brought to you by MC Pro Hosting. They do all of our servers, which is we have about like 15 now crazy servers. And they help us with all of our files, which is, I mean, this was something that our hosting before they took over wanted like $3,000 a month to run our servers.
Holy cow.
And that was just for hosting our audio files. And they said, hey, we'll do it, you know, and give you a Minecraft servers to boot. So they've done that, and it's been the best ever since. And they not only did that, they also gave us a code that each and every one of you can use. You can go to mcprohosting.com, use the code SHAFTPODCAST, and you'll get 15% off your order there. So be sure to head over there. They're sending a bunch of Minecraft folks to MineCon. I assume as sponsors, too. So be sure to check them out if you're going to be at MineCon. And then,
they'll have a booth and everything?
I don't know if they're going to have a booth or not.
Well, it'll be a surprise.
We'll find out and we'll talk about it.
This is the only, like, we've worked with a lot of different Minecraft server companies. And, you know, we've worked with a lot of good ones too, but there's always been that one person who comes to you and says, I really am unhappy that I have never had anybody ever say anything negative about MC Pro Hosting to me, ever.
Yeah. There was that one that the guy went to jail or whatever. Yep. Got arrested.
Yep.
Oh, that was our first server.
Yeah,
wasn't
that
it?
Was funny.
We've had such a horrible slew of like servers for a while, and then our last one went under. Right? They lethal drive. They went under. I think. So anyway, MC Pro Hosting. They're doing some great stuff. They've got a ton of huge servers out there with. Anyway, so go check them out. They do great stuff. So this week we have a bunch of videos. We got some pictures. So let's talk about this first one here. Is Parkour 1000. It's a nice short video. And that's Seth Bling.
Yeah, this one's great.
So he's turned his attention to Minecraft parkour and created a beast of a parkour map featuring 1,000 blocks that you must leap around. And he's made it in such a way that you can't skip sections either. So this video shows it off, and there's also a download link to the map.
This is really cool. You're essentially jumping onto command blocks with plates on them, and it counts, and it gives you a score how many blocks you jump onto. And then when you die and you start over, it'll tell you your high score, but yet, you know, keep counting. And it's also multiplayer ready, so you can have a lot of people on there, but it's still yet to be seen if anybody's actually going to finish this map and put up a video. I believe, you know, everybody's waiting on that one person to do that, you know, without cheating, of course. But that's
right.
1,000 blocks. There's no way anybody can really do that.
I think he's giving away a special Seth Bling necklace to the first person to complete it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that for
some
sure.
Blink.
But you should go try it. You might get some bling.
Insane.
Or he might look at you like you're crazy and be like, where did you hear that? And then don't mention my name.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
You didn't hear it here. And the next one, Minecraft Floating Rail Trick with no mods. Those jolly old Brits. Game Chap and Birdie show off a neat little trick to get floating rails and ladders without, as the title suggests, the use of mods. This is a weird little thing. I don't know why this exists, but you can do this, and I won't spoil it. Just go and watch the video. It's very strange, and it's probably a bug of some sort.
I have not watched this. But and doing it without sound, I have no idea how they did it.
Oh yeah.
So watch it and listen.
Yeah.
So the next is a Minecraft tribute to Superior Spider-Man number 16. The latest edition of Nerd's regular free game segment features. Oh, pardon me. I went to the wrong text. While George Vargas is devouring issue 16 of Superior Spider-Man, he came across one of the characters sporting a snazzy creeper hoodie, and so he took the time out to share it with the rest of the world via good old Twitter.
Yeah, and this is actually a pretty cool series. I've started reading this. This is just started up this year, January 2013. It's a new Spider-Man series, but apparently it's only going to be 20 issues long. So it's not
going to okay.
It's not going to replace amazing.
Well, I like it when they do story like solid story arcs that have a beginning and an end point. I think those are the best kind of comic books.
Does her line in there is what good would that do other than making me feel more like a creep?
Oh, with her creeper hoodie on. Oh.
Creeper hoodie. Now that's not officially licensed Jinx merchandise, I don't think. So I'm
not think
sure
it is
where
either.
They got that.
Marvel,
probably Etsy or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's anyway. Stanley.
This next one here is a video. You want to talk about it, Wesley?
Sure. Yeah. This is a Nerds Three Games Friday. It's Nerd Cubed. Nerd yes. Cubed's Three Free Games Friday. The latest edition of Nerd Cubed regular free game segment features some very intense playthroughs of Notch's Shambles game. So if you've not tried the game out yourself, here's a chance to see it in action. And I hope you don't mind pixelated blood.
Yeah, and of course this is the game that took Notch 7 days to do a competition. And it features Vubui as the zombie.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue guys. I think he's the blue guys, too. And, yeah, it's weird. I still haven't played it, but I watched this video, and that's probably enough for me.
Yeah. I haven't played it either.
And Zildjian, do you have any videos coming out this week you'd like us to link to in the show notes? You want to tell people about?
I am about to announce a contest to join the Hypermind servers. That's going to be coming out this weekend, and I think I have another. I just put out a ZTV episode. It's something that I just do to connect with my audience. I take some random callers from a public Skype event, and I just kind of chat and get to know them and answer questions for them and give some people some YouTube advice and stuff. So that's a pretty good deal. And also my regular multiplayer SMP stuff, vanilla and FTV.
It's a cool idea. I like that, ZTV. So it's like a radio call-in show almost.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I had a subscriber of mine make me a little background, and I did I just green screened myself in there, so I kind of just act like I'm talking to the audience, and I take a Skype photo of everybody that talks to me, and I just kind of put it on the overlay and put it together. The last one came out pretty good.
Nice. Oh, that's a good idea.
Very cool.
2'7" Ninja wants us to get Nerd Cubed on the podcast. Okay.
All right. Hey, sure. Nerd Cubed, get in here.
Yeah, come on.
They're busy, I think.
Absolutely.
Are we staying in
a
cave?
Is that thunder? Weekend? What is this? Oh, it's a knock.
Thunder only happens when it's
Is it a rain. Giant at our door?
Lightning.
Come in!
Housekeeping!
Whoa, she's giant today. How'd you get so big?
What's up?
I ate all my vegetables!
Whoa, all of them. Wow. You ate all the vegetables in the whole state of Alabama.
You got some stuck in your beard.
She does have a beard today.
Why do you have a beard?
Green giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
What's your color? She's made of broccoli.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Indeed. So as far as housekeeping, we had a great guest on this week on Core Elements. We had, I can't remember his name now.
That's good.
God, man, my brain. His name is Joe Mirabello. And he does the Tower of Guns game that is currently in Steam Greenlight, trying to get greenlit. It is in beta, and you can go ahead and get a copy of it and play. But go and listen to the show. He's very talented. It's a good show. Me, Spencer, Joe Mirabello, great stuff.
And he was a really good guest, too, right?
Yeah.
Very talkative and very
cool. Go to deadworkers.com and click on the podcast link, and you'll see Core Elements listed there.
And also, you'll see there a... the On Smite podcast, which we do about Smite, and also another one for 7 Days to Die, which we already have the first doc started with a bunch of cool info. We're not sure if we're going to record that before or after Dragon Con, since that's coming up.
Oh, that's right. I won't be here next week. Dragon Con in Atlanta is next week, and I attend every year, and so I won't be on the show. But if you're going to Dragon Con, you got to tweet at me. I'm at Eric Fullerton. Just tweet at me and say, hey, I'm here, or let's meet up and hang out, whatever. Usually every year I tweet out and I say, okay, at 7 o'clock at this time, I will be here. And I always wait for people to come, but nobody does. So if you go, you got to tweet me. That way it's
a done deal.
Better, right? Yeah.
So everybody, regardless of whether you're going or not, tweet Eric and tell him you're out by the fountain.
Oh, God.
Just every hour or so. Just tell him that.
Spam.
Yeah. I might do it myself now. Hey, Eric, I showed up. Come down to the fountain. He's like, I don't see you. I'll be like, because I'm not there.
Like I'm next to the plant. You know, there's a plant. Yeah. It's green, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. I might try to make it down like one night to Dragon Con.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I thought about going too. When are you thinking about going down?
Thinking about maybe Saturday night.
Really?
Friday night, we got to record a show, so you got to stay here with me.
You can hang out with OMG Chad. So he's going. Yeah, we're going to hang out.
Would you want to go together?
This sounds personal.
No, I mean, like, we could ride down, and if you're just going down for one night, I don't know.
Do you have, like, a pledge ring for me?
No.
We're going to go together.
Pledge ring. A friendship bracelet.
Maybe a varsity jacket.
It might could happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let me talk to the wife and make sure.
But, okay. I was thinking about...
Proposition someone.
I was thinking about maybe going down, too, but I didn't, you know, I was like, I'll just go by myself.
So we'll see. We'll talk about it.
Cool.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, tweet Eric all weekend long to make sure he's... But also, 7 Days to Die, it's a pretty cool game from the Fun Pimps. If you haven't played it, it's basically Minecraft and DayZ, WarZ put together. So you're familiar with it. We're trying to get some keys and stuff, and we're already talking to the developers, so we have an open communication with them. They're going to be on the show. They're going to answer questions for us. So it's going to be a fun deal. So,
like from episode one or two, or like at the beginning of the series, actually get to talk to the developers. That's a first for us, and we've been podcasting since 2006, 2005. So this will be really exciting.
Yeah. So it's
pretty cool.
It'll be fun stuff, and it's alpha. If you were in alpha Minecraft, remember that? It's that same feeling, and it really is for an alpha. It feels like an alpha, but it feels like a fun alpha. So, anyway, join us for that. DWPP in October. We know Aztec's coming.
Yes, Aztec Consulting. We'll be here. Behold.
Clyde's coming.
Behold.
Mr. Eagles, 50-50. He's probably coming.
Yeah.
From Canada.
Moot, probably not coming.
Damn it.
It'll be a lot of fun. We have the guys from Craft Hub. One of them is coming and probably going to do an article about it.
Ooh.
And they may be a couple of the guys from Craft Hub coming as well. So
and Zul'jin?
Awesome. Zul'jin's coming.
What time? When?
When is this again?
This is a Columbus Day weekend in October. It's like the... I should get this date in the doc so I don't have to do this every time. But you can always just go to deadorcas.com and click on events and click on DWPP there. And I'm doing that so you don't have to...
You said Columbus Day, right?
It is Columbus Day.
You can always
weekend.
Ask Siri. Siri,
when is Columbus Day?
So it's the 11th,
when is Columbus Day?
It's 11th through the 13th. basically, it'll be that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Monday we're going to use as kind of a dead dog where if you want to stay through Sunday... and we'll basically be around.
Columbus Day is on Monday, October 14th, 2013.
Thanks, Siri. You're the best.
So the official party's 11th through the 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I'll be off work and Monday to take people to airports or wherever, see them off, have lunch, something like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay through Sunday, that's cool too. But there won't be anything going on besides hanging out.
But it'll be fun hanging out. I am going to have some Artemis gear here. We're going to be running some Artemis. And 2.0 just came out, so we might even get a couple of ships of Artemis going.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yep.
So we're going to be all dressed up. We're going to nerd out like 100%.
Yep, it's going to be awesome.
I get the red shirt. Did you get a chance to play Artemis, Zildjian? Down at PlanetCon?
No, not yet.
I didn't
I've
either.
Been playing Stormaid. That's the new thing on my list. Yeah,
that's the one that Bebop Fox is all over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty brilliant. There's not a whole lot there yet outside of what your imagination lies. Kind of like Minecraft started, but it's got great potential.
Nice. Yeah, it looks more complicated.
It is.
But I guess I guess FTB could be seen as complicated as well. So I don't know. But it's in space.
Yeah. It's in space.
In space!
It's all about spaceships and planets and mining and absurd-sized ships that don't look like anything at first. But there's some massive creations that came out that is pretty cool to look at.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. What are you two doing over here in the studio?
Brent was voguing.
We're being idiots.
Striking so watch. Poses.
Watch, Wes is going to drop something into my box.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Brilliant stuff.
It's magic.
It totally makes sense if you're watching the video.
So be sure to head on over. And now I lost the show notes, but head over to youtube.com/Zuljin. That's Zuljin. Subscribe to that bad boy and watch some videos. Also follow him on Twitter. And I love that everything is Zuljin everywhere. Zuljin. Twitch, Twitter, YouTubes. Do it all, folks. Show him some loves.
That's right.
And thank you so much for being on the show today. It was great meeting you at PlayOnCon and finally getting you on the show and let people hear about you.
Thank you all very much for having me, guys. It was a great experience.
Cool.
And we'll see you at DWPP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a hop and a skip and maybe even a jump away.
Yeah.
A flight.
Aren't we just on the other side of the bayou?
It's a little past the 5-hour mark, I think he has for driving.
I'll take my P-Rog down there. I'll just paddle away.
Yeah. Straight on up the Tennessee River. Wait, that doesn't work that way, does it?
You could ride a crocodile up here.
Go up the Mississippi, take a right.
Because that's how that works, right?
Yeah, we ride crocodiles. Well, alligators, actually.
Oh, alligators.
A little bit distant from us. We have saddles for alligators.
Wow. That's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah.
So
very scary.
So farewell from me until 2 weeks. I'll see you in 2 weeks, not next week. So,
boo.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
That was a bit of a sad ending, wasn't it?
It was.
You said you weren't going to be here next week. It's sad.
Yeah, and then I started crying.
I know.
I didn't know it was ending at first. I was like, wait, did it just finish? Should I wave?
Dead Workers Party Network. delivering the milk to your doorstep since 1958.